Just as Anchorage is preparing to ban plastic bags from local retail, a new business venture is trying to go a step further, eliminate packaging waste altogether. Right now, two business partners are doing that by selling shampoo and mason jar accessories from a wooden cart. But their aim is to set up a permanent store selling local products, food, and general goods that incorporate sustainability at every level. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Jennifer Gordon hasn't quite figured out the right word to describe her new business venture.
Refillery is a word people have used a lot.
Refillery, like a place where you refill stuff. Gordon is one half of Blue Market AK, a business that right now is housed in a refurbished wooden trailer cart parked in a garage.
Here.
Several big jugs of shampoo are lined up in the cart. Customers bring their own glass jars or reusable plastic containers, pump shampoo in, then pay by the ounce. The idea, says co-owner Jessica Johnson, is to expand into a brick-and-mortar store selling primarily local products that you sort of expect have to come in a plastic bottle or bag.
We're going to have olive oil and honey and vanilla, and we hope to have all of that on tap so you can refill just about anything.
This summer, the two women hauled the Blue Market cart to farmers markets around town. A lot of their work so far is about getting customers acquainted with a different conception of shopping.
It's either educating or it's re-educating. It's not that it didn't ever happen before, but it's remembering that it happened before and how it works. For other people, it is a totally new concept.
Gordon's point is that it wasn't that long ago when Alaska was a lot more commercially isolated and people were better acquainted with basic conservation, reusing or repurposing items when they needed to. Besides squirts of locally made shampoo, the women sell durable products to replace more ubiquitous disposable ones. Think metal straws, but also cloth containers and beeswax wraps for food instead of plastic Ziploc bags. Johnson says she inventoried all the disposable items from her daily habits and replaced them.
I stuff little reusable bags in my purse, and I carry a spork and a little zipper bag and a stainless steel straw and a zipper bag.
The two women say they are not anti-plastic, they're anti-waste. Gordon's advice to people is to try to set up a challenge for themselves to begin phasing out disposable items. That's what she did when she posted to Facebook about trying to go a month without using disposable plastics, noting when she did inevitably hit snags. One particularly tricky, meant-to-be-thrown-away modern convenience that she's found, paper towels.
I told my family, I said, we are not buying paper towels anymore, and you better not buy them either.
So Gordon's been experimenting with taking her family's old t-shirts and cutting them up for rags, which has rankled her teenage daughter.
But I'm like, well, sorry, it's a rag now, and that's what we do with rags. We wash off the counter.
The business partners hope that the city's pending ban on disposable plastic bags will spur residents to get a little bit more mindful about their broader consumer habits. Gordon says that means taking the three R's of sustainability and adding one more. Refuse.
So the very first thing is refuse the plastic in the first place. If you can't do that, then reduce it. Use less. And the last thing is recycle. We need to turn our concept upside down. Oh, I recycle everything, so it's okay. Recycling is great, but it's the last thing.
Gordon and Johnson want Blue Market to move into a new site in the months ahead. Regulations on selling some of the local items are tricky, but one of their hopes is just to give local growers and makers a place to sell items once the summer season farmer markets wrap up. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.